Hello, everybody. Well, it's a gorgeous day today. We came over from Cle Elum, and an hour and 10 minutes ago, we were on the top of Snoqualmie Pass, and it was just a glorious day. The trees are all turning, there's snow on the top of the mountains, and it just is a very It's very easy to just praise God for what he's done. It's just so beautiful. Well, today, we are during the announcement time, we are going to have the blessing of the little children. Now, why do we do this? Why is it we have this ceremony once a year? Let's start by turning over to Genesis 48. And we'll see that throughout the Bible, there's a blessing given. And in Genesis 48, this is a good example of how this was done. And if we start in verse 8, because we'll see as we go through the sermonette that there's a pattern that will show up here. So Genesis 48, verse 8, this is when Israel was going to bless Joseph and his sons. It says, "And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, Who are these? And Joseph said to his father, These are my sons, whom the Lord has given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray you, unto me, and I will bless them. Verse 10, Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. Apparently he couldn't see very well, because he did recognize that the grandchildren were there. And he brought them near to him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, and lo, God has showed me also your children. So he was very happy to see them. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim at his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and he brought them near to him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn." So we're probably familiar with this account where Joseph brought his children, and Israel crossed his hands and placed them in a position that ordinarily wouldn't be, because as we see down further, that Manasseh, being the elder, was going to be the more blessed, but he switched it around. And if we drop down to verse 17, "When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn, put your right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great, but truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day." So the blessing was passed on through the laying on of the father's hands. And we see this throughout the Bible, that it is through the laying on of hands that this blessing is given. And there are other accounts of blessings being given in this way. And this will make what happens in Matthew 19 make a little more sense. Let's turn over to Matthew 19. And starting in verse 13, and here is during Jesus Christ's ministry. And in verse 13, it says, "Then there were brought unto him little children." So they brought little children to Jesus Christ. And it says, "That he should put his hands on them and pray. And his disciples rebuked him." So his disciples thought, well, you know, you don't have time for this. Let's do more important things. But it displeased Jesus. And Jesus said, "Allow the little children, and forbid them not to come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And then Jesus laid his hands on them, and then they departed. So Jesus took these little children in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them, and laid this blessing on them. Then in turning back to Matthew 18, it's another similar account. Matthew 18, verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So they were concerned with position. But in verse 2, Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So Jesus took these examples and these opportunities to teach and to make a point. So Jesus was willing to lay his hands on these children and to bless them and to pass on this blessing, just as in the Old Testament. And of course, we know that there are tremendous lessons in these scriptures about becoming as little children. It's interesting, I was talking with John Murphy last week, and or Jack Murphy, and he was saying that it's so interesting to watch these little children and to that you learn so much about God's love by being a parent. And it's so true. It helps a lot when you have children to learn about God's love towards us. You know, these little children that we're going to bless are not really our children. You know, we're all God's children. We have an opportunity to take part in God's creation of new life and new individuals. And it's a tremendous responsibility to be a parent and to, you know, as the Bible says, we're to raise godly seed, that we're to raise up children and nurture them and rear them to the point that they will want to serve God. It's a tremendous and awesome responsibility. And, you know, this is not a guilt trip for those of us who have gone before, but it's just a tremendous responsibility and a tremendous challenge to do that in the world today. So what we are going to do this afternoon is to ask God to bless the children, to bless their parents, to give them the wisdom and the strength to rear these children in a way that will cause them to stop and think about, you know, what's important in life, which is God and the opportunity that's given to us. So in the Church of God, it's been our tradition to have the blessing of the little children on the second Sabbath after the Feast of Tabernacles. And generally speaking, now we bless those who are newborns. In the past, when, you know, we used to have tremendous growth in the church and there were a lot of children that would come in with families coming into the church, and usually the guideline was, if we can pick them up, you know, we'll do the blessing. If they're teenagers, we generally can't pick them up. So it's really our privilege to participate in this service as elders to bless these little children. And we wanted to take the time in the sermonette time here just to go through the scriptures and to explain why we do this. And then we'll go ahead and do that in the announcement period.